Hello. So we're talking tonight just about a couple of hacks that are really going to help you, especially at the moment with what's happening with your nervous system, your adrenal system, with just making sure that you're able to really check in with your body, you're able to slow down your body, and you're able to get a good night's sleep. So what we need to do first thing in the morning is not reach for our phones. It's really, really tempting at the moment, I know, because we wake up and think, oh, what's the news today? What else has happened? But we need to set the intention for how our day's going to go, not let it run with what's happening at the moment. So the very first thing we do in the mornings, as we wake up, we stretch and check in with our bodies. Now, if you've ever seen an animal, cat or dog, wake up in the mornings, they will stretch and roll around and yawn, and they will take their time to wake up. Might only be 30 seconds to a minute, but they use that time really, really wisely. So let's use that time that we wake up to check in with our body from head to toe and back up again. Move up and down your body, check in how you're feeling. Are there any tight bits? Are you feeling great? Are you feeling sluggish? Are you feeling stressed? Are your muscles tight? Really check in with your body and then slowly get up. If you can stay in bed for another minute and just stretch a bit, breathe, slowly sit up. That's a really, really, really good way to first start the day. Please don't look at your phone to start the day. It is one of the worst things we can do for ourselves, especially at the moment. Now, before you go to bed, or when you are going to bed, as you lay down, just take a few minutes of complete stillness. Complete stillness obviously means you don't move at all. If you have an itch, you don't scratch it. If you need to rub your arm, you don't do that. If you need to get a bit more comfortable, you don't do that. Make sure you're comfortable before. Just take 3 to 5 minutes to really be still. It really sets up our nervous system and adrenal system, sets up our body for sleep, sets up our body for rest. It allows our body to take note and say, okay, I'm being still, I'm calming down. Really, really important, especially before sleep. If you can do it at other times of day, also incredibly beneficial, but especially before sleep, especially if you're having sleeping issues. So you want to just get ready for bed as usual, lie down, don't be checking your phone, make sure that you've got at least 30 minutes before bed away from your devices. Longer would be better, but we need to be realistic in today's age. So lie down, get comfortable, usually just lay on your back, get your head comfortable on a pillow, and just be still. Have your eyes closed, and before you really venture into sleep, just be completely still. Allow your body to really calm down. Too often, we're still thinking, we're still looking at our phones, we're still doing things right before bed, and we might give ourselves maybe 10 minutes to really calm down and get ready for bed. We might think that washing our face and brushing our teeth and having a shower before bed is enough. In the meantime, we're still thinking and feeling and living in a stress state, and our body's still going a million miles an hour. Our mind is still racing. We're still going over the day's problems. So we really need to make sure that we calm our body down, we calm our mind down, and we give it some space to do that. We give it some space to say, hey, time to calm down, time to shut off, we're going to go to sleep. So that will be the last thing you do before you go to sleep. You'll just be still. So make sure you try those two things. Great hacks for feeling great in the morning, checking in with yourself. It's a great start to the day. There are obviously numerous other hacks to be able to help you to wake up feeling great, to be able to have a great day. But these are just two really easy things to do that are going to be so incredibly beneficial for you starting your day in a much better way and for you waking up feeling better because you've had a better sleep. Now, I've tried this with numerous clients of mine, and every single one of them has come back and said their sleep has been profoundly better. Now, this is not something new. Stillness has been around for hundreds of years. But just try it before bed, especially at the moment with what's happening. Don't be looking at your phone before bed. Don't be getting into conversations on Facebook before bed. Don't be listening to the news before bed. Just give yourself some time to be calm and restful and give your body the ability to give you the sleep it wants to give you so that you can wake up feeling amazing. I do apologize for the snoring in the background. My dogs are incredibly loud snorers. But thank you so much for joining me, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.